When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Best Show.
I have a contribution for the topic.
For the topic, for Shark Tank.
Yes.
My version of Shark Tank.
Now, you're looking for an invention, right?
I'm looking for an invention or yeah, some sort of thing that could be like to get rich on.
You can just cancel all the other calls, all right?
Okay. Come on,
everybody.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
A high-def television set that's also a pencil.
A high-def television. Like a 4K TV?
Yeah, big screen.
Big screen TV. That's also a pencil.
Also a pencil. A normal-sized pencil.
And this is this anything that's in the stages of planning or development with you?
No, I just think it's a cool idea. I was thinking maybe someone on your end could maybe
I guess okay.
Feel that.
So you're blue sky in it. You're throwing out big ideas, and somebody else has to make it happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's an idea that pretty much everyone on Earth would really want.
Sure, pencils are really popular these days.
But don't forget the other part.
The TV.
It's a HD TV.
An HD TV that you can dismount from your wall and write in a notebook with?
That's up to R&D to figure out.
So you're just not sure if there's going to be like hooks on the back or something yet?
Haven't even thought about that. No,
you're not concerned about that.
No, I just think the idea is monumentally great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, it sounds like a real winner.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, do I think I recognize your voice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do I? Am I wrong? Who is this?
Oh, it's only the guy who drove you to your first Wacky Packages convention. That's all.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Reggie?
It's been a long time, buddy, hasn't it?
Yeah. I have not spoken to you or seen you since, since like the last day of high school.
Yep.
Yeah, how have you been, Reggie?
Oh, you know, a lot of adventures since I last saw you. You know, a lot of places gone, a lot of people met, a lot of money made. But, you know, I'm the same old Reggie deep down. You know, I still love the music that we used to listen to in my AMC Pacer, the Hulkamobile. Remember that thing?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Music we would blast, Dokken, Blancmange, Kiel, Ultravox, Anvil, the Joe Boxers. What great music that was.
Those were the days, and people don't understand that you could listen to Anvil and Information Society back to back.
It was just good music to us.
I remember saying back then, I like all music. I like all of it. I like every genre.
Joke. Wasn't a joke.
I wasn't a joke, but then people would be like, really? And I'd be like, yeah, except country. I hate country.
Yeah.
And I hate rap.
Right. Well, that was not our kind of music back then, but I some of that stuff. Now I love when they mix rap and country like they're doing now. It's just the best.
It really is the best combination of musics.
And these lyrics are so good. It's like, I feel like right now we're at 90% on this where all country songs are pretty much just the guy listing things that he's doing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like like the keys to a good time. Or
exactly. It's yes.
Yeah, I guess it's like. It's like maybe it should be instead of C and W, right? Maybe it'd be right. Like C and I, like country and information.
I like it. Yes. Yeah.
Like we get rid of the country and Western, just kind of lean into the fact these songs are very informative now.
A lot going on in there, you know?
Yeah.
Like
I'm not sure, like if you go into some of these songs being like, I wouldn't know the first thing about what I need to have like a cool lake party, right?
Right. Right. Yes. I need that cooler, of course.
Yeah.
Well, here's what you need.
Jet skis.
Jet skis. Pickup truck.
Pickup truck, jet skis, cooler filled with cold beer, a grill.
Grill. And here's what your lady needs. Can you guess what it is?
Bikini.
No, painted on jeans.
Painted on jeans, yeah. Yeah. That's really, what's that?
Technically, it's them painted on jeans.
Yeah. And they're really digging it. I think we got to, start following the advice in some of these country songs.
Right. I think it'll take you to new and exciting vistas.
You think so?
Say much?
Yeah.
No, or never really vistas. But getting back to me and what I'm, I'm the same guy. I still eat three fillet of fishes a day.
I wondered about that.
I'm real health conscious now, and I only get the regular amount of tartar sauce now.
So you don't ask them for because you used to just go. Like I remember, you'd almost even go behind the counter, and be like, "Keep going."
I would, yeah, yeah.
Keep going.
What do you want, like double? No.
Yeah. And do you remember that one time the guy was like, maybe you want some fillet of fish with your tartar sauce?
I was so embarrassed. I was so in the flesh. You guys had to hold me back. Remember that? I grabbed, they had sporks at that point at this McDonald's. And I was like trying to gouge him in the neck and you really, get me out of jail that night.
Yeah, you'd probably just be getting out now.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, but, getting back to me, you know, I'm still the same guy. You know, same as before, I can still only get off by reading erotic stories that I wrote myself.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was wondering about that also.
Remember I used to sell you guys my stories?
Yeah, I'm a little hazier on that. Maybe I'm blocking some stuff out.
Well, I fudged that a little bit. You guys didn't pay me. I kind of forced the stuff on you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because, I mean, my goal was to just be like a regular contributor to Penthouse Forums. So I try my stuff out on you guys first.
Yeah. You were quite the writer, Reggie.
I was. And, hey, speaking of writing, you know how movies are written?
Do I know how movies are written?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me. I'm interested to hear you tell me.
I was segueing into this. I still love the same movies, you know, that you and me and Dingleberry Dan and Fartface Mike and Metal Paul and Stinky Pete all saw at the old Newbridge Nanoplex. Remember that place?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Those were the days.
Three of those guys are dead.
Yeah. I guess I can, maybe, but.
They lived hard even then, right?
Yeah, you know.
They did, but the movies we saw, I still think these are my favorite movies of all time. Uh-huh. Garbage Pail Kids, Meatballs 3, Bolero, American Ninja 3, Blood Hunt, Hobgoblins, Frank and Hooker. What else do we see? Amityville 3D, American Anthem, Silent Night, Deadly Night 3, Better Watch Out. Leonard 6, Police Academy 3, Back in Training. I'll tell you, we were so lucky to have been at that young age when all the best third movies and trilogies came out, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's because I always felt like that's when they get it right.
Yeah, it's like most of them don't get, you know, get in their groove till the third one.
I would remember walking out of some movies, like I remember seeing the first Police Academy and walking out going like, all right, I see what they're going for. They're showing me something. Then the second one comes out and going to see that, be like, they're getting closer. They're circling it. Then you see that third one and you're like, bam, they got it.
Remember when we saw the, it's Charles Bronson, that third one.
Oh, Death Wish 3.
Oh, my God. And we would act out parts, like when that great line about the gun jamming, we would get up on, like almost on the stage at the theater.
Yeah, it's not working. Kill the MF-er.
Kill the MF!
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, those were the days. Bennett was his name. Martin Balsam played Bennett, the owner of a cab company.
That's right. And everybody was like punk in that movie, right?
It was a fair amount of punks. I don't remember when you'd go see shows and you'd see like punks at a show, it didn't seem like they were so concerned with anything other than punk music. Not like, hey, after this show, we're going to go terrorize a neighborhood.
Right.
Like the punks in the movies were very mobilized.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was like the music was maybe even like third on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those were the days. Those movies. Yeah, you know, Reggie, I got a lot. All these memories are flooding back now with us talking. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
One thing I remember about you that was just so unique, like the main thing I recall about you was just how fearless you were, like. I really don't think I ever met anyone who got away with more, just kind of more things that would have gotten anyone else killed or in trouble. You know, I don't know how you did it.
Right. I mean, I was young and fearless then. And I'll tell you, like, even though I'm pushing 50 now and I've achieved a lot of success in many fields, I still think I've got a good amount of that mischievous streak in me. I really do.
You still do. You really think so? Like you can still do those things you were doing?
Yeah.
Really? Like give me an example.
Well, remember that thing I would do when we all be riding in the Hulkamobile blasting your Roman Holiday cassette, and I'd go, watch this, guys. And I'd start tailgating someone until a cop pulled me over. Like, I'd do it for a long time. And at some point, a cop would see me and you know, and get behind me and pull me over. And then as soon as that window was rolled down, that cop was at the window, I would start crying. Remember that? And I'd go, officer, I'm so sorry. I'm new to this car, and it's got the cruise control, and it's the cruise control stuck, and I didn't know how to turn it off.
Yeah, that was amazing when you would do that, and you could just turn on the tears at will. Unbelievable. And the crazy thing is that the cop always bought it and then just let you go.
Without fail, I never really suffered any consequences. I'll tell you, I still do that prank, only now I do it to the cops.
Wait, I'm not following. You do what? You do the prank to the cops?
Same thing. So basically, I've done this a couple of times. You know, I've got like a scanner, a police scanner, and I'll find out if there's a high-speed chase, like there's a little bit of a chase starting that I think could evolve into a high-speed chase.
Mm-hmm.
I find out where it's going, and I do the exact same thing. And these cops, you know, they're chasing these bad guys at like 90 miles an hour. I do 90 also behind the cop. Same thing. On the bumper, going like super fast. And then I get pulled over. And these other cops want to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Crying, cruise control. They let me go.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
That is wild.
Yeah. Well, another thing I also do, remember how we'd go to the Quin Cities County Fair and Large Light Bulb Festival, and I'd walk up to the biggest kid from a different school and punch him right in the back, and then when he's about to kick my ass, I'd act just completely mortified and tell him I thought he was my cousin from behind.
Unbelievable.
I'd weave this story that was so believable that they always let me go. Remember that?
I remember one time. Yeah, it was insane. I remember you would just go like, you'd find some huge kid and you'd go up and you'd go, hey, you'd call him a name and then and just like punch him hard.
Hard.
And they turn around. They would be like a kid that was like ready to fight. And then you'd be like, oh, no, oh, you're not Doug, or whatever you'd say.
Oh, my God, I thought you were Doug. I'm so sorry. And then, a little bit of the tears, and then they're still at me, floodgate of tears.
Yeah, that was insane. I mean, I thought you were going to get killed at least 10 times.
I know, right? And I'll tell you, I still do it to this day.
You still do that?
Yeah, with famous people, though.
With famous people?
Yeah,
Who are you doing it with?
Got an hour. off the top of my head, John Bon Jovi, Dennis Rodman, Morton Downey Jr., Rahm Emanuel, Robert Downey Jr., Gene Simmons, Jim Downey from SNL, Bruce Jenner. From Thin Lizzy, Ted Kennedy, just before he bought it. Everyone in Downey Mildew except the chick. Who else? Conor McGregor.
Uh-huh. Conor McGregor, the UFC Ultimate Fighting Champion.
Mm-hmm.
How on earth? I guess it seems like he's got an insanely short fuse also.
Right?
How on earth do you get out of that one?
It's all in the prep.
Mm-hmm.
You research, you do deep research on the person. Okay. You find out things they like, especially where they're from. And you do deep research on the area they're from. And this comes into play after you realize they're buying that mistaken identity lie. Like you got to just see that first glimmer of, oh, this is plausible, in their reaction. And it's crucial you pretend you don't know who they are. You have no idea, famous person.
Okay.
Even if it's A-Rod, who I have also punched and pled. That's what I call it, punching and pleading.
A punch and play. So you did it to A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but so you do it to Conor McGregor.
Yeah, so... With him, I went up to him at the airport, and I pulled back so hard, and I just punched him on the neck. And he turns around, ready to slaughter me.
Yeah.
And I put my hand over my mouth, and I just go, "Oh my God! I thought you were my cousin Liam from Crumlin in Dublin."
Uh huh.
And then you make up a completely plausible last name for that area, and in this case it was O'Shaughnessy, and you just pile on the believable BS, until they think there's no way this idiot would put their life on the line if they knew who I was.
Yeah. Wow.
And once they buy it, you start talking about the stuff that you like, that you know they like, movies, etc. So that's what I did with him. Before you knew it, he and I are in the JFK Admiral's Lounge. He's buying me drinks. It was so cool.
That is, wow. That, I guess, Reggie, at this point, the question I would have more than anything would be, like, why do you do this?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Well, why did we send those dogs to live on the moon in 1969? Because it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know if the dogs lived on the moon, but I get what you're trying to say. Hey, you know what? You said earlier you've achieved, you've had a lot of success or something to that effect. Like, what have you been up to all these years?
Well, you know, I've always tried to keep my fingers in a lot of pies. That's a nice visual, isn't it?
That's a great image.
Pretty cool.
You know what it makes me not want to eat?
Can I have one guess?
You get one guess on this one. No, you get three guesses.
Is it pie?
It's pie, yeah. You got it with the first guess.
Okay, see? Yeah. I still got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I made a ton of money during the dot-com explosion.
Okay.
Yeah, I was one of the guys behind shopforyou.com, which is an online grocery service that was huge for about 3 months until people got mad that their groceries smelled like dead skunks.
Uh-huh. Wait, the groceries smelled like dead skunks. I mean, why did they smell like dead skunks?
Because the trucks that we bought were previously owned by a company that carted dead skunks, and I cashed out a day before they got shut down.
Okay.
That's a
canny business move on your part.
Right. Same thing with weed.com, which operated under the guise of, you know, of course, being a marijuana delivery service, but was in actuality a garden weed delivery service.
So someone would order weed.
Yes.
And you'd bring over
just a big skid full of weeds
that you'd get from like the park or whatever.
We'd pull them out of the park on the way to this guy's house, you know, and you can imagine how upset these people were, right?
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky for me, I cashed out the day it went live.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, another canny business move.
Right. It's true. What else? You know, I'm also the creator of Doomsday Preppies.
What's that?
Doomsday Preppies. It's a hugely successful reality show on Nat Geo that focuses on five total dweebs as they get ready for the end of the world. You haven't seen this thing?
No. Doomsday Preppies. I have not.
Yes. Yeah, it's really good. I also, same milieu, I dabbled in the erotic fair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're talking to the man behind the Kramer versus Kramer franchise?
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, we made 14 of them, and each was filthier than the last.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the movies, but just that title alone.
Well, huge profits have come from that. Hey, speaking of cream, I'm also one of the co-founders of Weird Stone Creamery.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's very impressive. I mean, I've been to the one out in Northwest Easterbridge, and that was really good. It was great, but it was it was weird too.
Right. Well, I'm certainly glad you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, we got a fair amount of heat from Cold Stone Creameries from their lawyers, but thankfully the judge in this case ruled that there actually is a difference between preparing ice cream on a cold stone and preparing ice cream on a weird stone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and can I ask you what makes the stones so weird?
All right, between you and me?
Yeah.
It's the same as the cold stone, but our stone has flashing lights in it, and every now and then it does like a weird sound, and then it also emits a puff of pink smoke.
Okay.
That's pretty much the difference.
That is weird, though.
It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a
good hook.
It is a good hook. I can see why people, I was going to say eat it up, and I guess literally they are eating it up.
Can I use that as our motto?
Yeah, sure.
It's no wonder people are eating it up. I like that.
You like that?
I like it. Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's very good. And you know, it's also pretty good.
What's that?
Just what I've done for myself. You know, I'm a pretty big success. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, yeah. You know.
Thank you. All's great, you know, except for the marriage department.
How so?
Six and counting. Probably that's not great, right?
Six is a little high.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm on my seventh. And, okay. It's weird. I love everything about the lead up to marriage.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love announcing it on Instagram via professionally shot, meticulously planned surprise proposal in a very public place.
Mm-hmm.
I love the posting of photos of me and the bride on Instagram. I love getting a ton of likes on Instagram.
Sure.
I don't really do well with or have much interest in what comes after that.
Yeah, the actual living part of the stuff, right?
Yeah. I just kind of go, all right. And I have the same deal with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Love making them with their various mamas. I love posting the pregnancy and birth announcements on social media. I love coming up with baby names that reflect my personal taste in music and film.
Of course, okay. Like what? Like you have an example?
Yeah. I've got seven kids. There is Simonon. He's the oldest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who else is there? Mercury. I'm a huge Queen fan.
Okay. What is the name?
Mercury.
Okay. Sure. Gotcha. Okay.
That's the first name. Hackman. I love all the Gene Hackman films, especially the one where he's in court against his daughter. That's mm-hmm. a great. What's that called? Civil something? I don't know what it's called.
Where he's in court against his daughter.
His daughter, remember that? It was a sleeper movie, early 90s.
Okay. All right. I'm not familiar with the oeuvre to the degree that you clearly are.
That's okay. You know, I don't have a great relationship with these kids, but I still pay for them. You know, I pay everything. I'm very generous. And that's basically the reason I'm calling you.
Okay. Okay, what's up?
Well, I consider myself very, very lucky to have made a flagrant boatload of money over the last couple of decades. And there are few things I enjoy more than giving back and donating money to as many deserving charities as possible.
Wow, that's really great to hear, Reggie.
Speaking of, did you hear about that huge donation someone made to the Newbridge Poor People's Hospital?
I did. It was a very impressive. It was something like $250,000, and it was an anonymous donor. Really impressive.
Very impressive. Like that's big money, and that's where you come in.
What do you mean?
Well, I was a donor.
Really?
Yeah. Oh
wow.
Yeah. And I'd like you to make that known via your Twitter account, you know, that I am the donor. I see you have a ton of followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I do okay. Yeah, look, I understand. Why would you want to do that, though? Because, you know, I mean, it is such a classy thing to just donate the money and not make it about the public show, because it proves that, like, it shows your heart is in the right place.
No, I get that. You are absolutely correct. But the truth is, I thought I'd feel good donating all that cash anonymously, but I only felt kind of good. But I know I'll feel really good if everyone knows it was me.
So it's not about, look, I mean, the helping is one thing. That's amazing. But you need this other component where you're known.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone wants to be recognized. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you, Reggie. Reggie? Hey, Reggie? Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I got lost just thinking about all the good times we had back then.
Back in the past? Like, whoa. Okay.
Well, like, life, don't you agree life was so much simpler back then? It was way more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right? I mean, school was great. Oh, my God. Do you remember when our gym teacher, Mr. Schwarzendruber, got shot?
That was like a huge story. And, you know, I don't know if people know or not, but Mr. Schwarzendruber was this real, like, I guess we called him like a hard ass. You know, he was the guy who really just a real handful.
He, I don't know if he did this to you, but he would make some of us eat our gym outfits if we sweated too much, which was weird because it was like you're in gym, you should be sweating.
Yeah, that he would be mad about that is very strange, you know.
Did he do the laundry or something? I don't know.
I don't know, but he was a rough guy, and then one day he was like shot in the upper haunches as he's walking to his car at the end of the school day. And right. He did survive but that was it for him. Like he never taught gym again or even coached semi-pro tetherball ever again.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like a different guy after that. What a weird situation that was.
It's funny.
You talk about my exploits like they're crazy, but I still can't believe you shot our gym teacher from the nearby woods with a high-power Italian rifle and got away with it.
I didn't do that. Why would you say that? I didn't do it.
Oh wait. No, that was me. Anyway, is it true that you know some of the impractical jokers?
Wait, no, hold on a second. Before you start sliding over to talk about the impractical jokers, you know, you're accusing me. You're accusing me, but then you just like said you did it. Did you really shoot our gym teacher?
Yeah.
Why did you do it?
He was a dick. You're not gonna tell anyone, are you?
Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to go and tell anybody, but you just did tell everyone.
But you can keep a secret, right?
Reggie, you just said it live on The Best Show.
What? Yeah. Wait, but you can still edit that out before it goes in podcast form.
Well, Reggie, I took the podcaster's oath, and I plan to uphold that oath, which I shall not edit out any information that could prevent my podcast from cracking the Apple Podcast Top 100. I take that oath very seriously. And I mean, I can't just, I mean, you said it. Wait, what is that?
No. Yeah. Oh, no.
I hear sirens.
It's Officer Harrops. He must be listening to the show. Oh my God. And to make matters worse,
yeah.
I've punched and pled him more than just about anybody in town, and now he knows it's a prank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Well, it looks like I'm headed for the hut.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll tell you, on the positive side.
Yeah, what's the positive side?
I wonder if I could get away with punching the warden in the head.
The warden of the prison you're going to get sent to.
Yeah, what do you think? You know anything about where he's from or his likes and dislikes?
I don't know anything about the warden at the prison.
Oh, so, you don't?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they're coming. He's coming. Oh, Tom, I got to go. They got me. It was fun to catch up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, officer. I thought you were my cousin, Rick. Yeah, he's the cop in a Village People tribute band, and that's how we greet each other.
Hello? I think the line just went dead. Oof. Reggie. Haven't talked to that guy in ages.